Hi, welcome to Soulwise Living. This is Laura Clark, your Soulwise Living mentor, and I'm so glad that you've taken the time to learn about the four simple elements to abundance and living in joy. These four simple pieces make up the components of the Soulwise Living compass. Before I get to that, though, I want to spend a moment talking about exactly what Soulwise Living is. It's best to do that by talking about what it's not, because that's the place in which most people actually reside. Most people live in a place of chaotic thinking, emotional disconnect, and a life that has been abandoned of their deepest desires and dreams. I get how easy this can be. Indeed, I lived there once upon a time. It happens because of the pace people live at. I get how easy it is to get to this place given career, health, relationship challenges that we all face. I get that it's easy to let go of our dreams when faced with financial struggles. And the more obstacles that we are all presented with, the easier it is to get to this place. Most people end up in that place of chaotic thinking, emotional disconnect, and a life less than instead of full of. Soulwise Living is not this place. Soulwise Living is about having the courage to discover your true passion and purpose, to make choices and decisions based upon your most important influencer, and I'll get to that later, and the ability to step fearlessly forward toward that purpose, more abundance, and in joy, no matter the obstacles you face. Wow. It sounds like a lot, doesn't it? And it sounds hard. So why do it? Why shift from this place to Soulwise Living? What is the upside to living Soulwise? I'm here to tell you everything. When you live on purpose, making choices based on hearing the whispers of your soul, stepping forward boldly in those choices and on purpose, this is everything. It is clarity. It is simplicity, it is powerful, it is abundant, and it is filled with joy. So how do you go from living the way most people do to living soul-wise and in joy? You start by using these four simple, essential ingredients that lead you to knowing and accessing your own innate wisdom. You use the Soulwise Living Compass to uncover your soul's truth. Listening to its whispers will end you in abundance and living in joy. The four pieces to the Soulwise Living Compass incorporate the use of each of the four elements: air, water, earth, and fire. The Soulwise Living Compass shows you how each of these elements is directly associated with each aspect of your own self. These are your thoughts, your emotions, your physical entity, and your spirit. These aspects of self need to be tamed, if you will. They need to be seen as they are in order to live a more balanced life. By understanding these parts of us through the lens of the elements of the world, our soul and its innate wisdom can be heard with great clarity. That is the compass that guides us. That can be your biggest influencer. Because when you are guided by your soul, you live a life on purpose. You live a life of in joy. What you need to begin to understand is that the constant, mostly untamed self-chatter, unkind self-chatter that we speak needs to be controlled. One needs to understand that we have emotions, but they do not need to define us. Balancing chaotic energy within our physical body, as well as igniting our spirit, is absolutely imperative to living on purpose and in joy. Indeed, the Soulwise Living Compass is your best guide to doing just this with your thoughts, your feelings, your body, and your spirit. The four parts of the compass, air, water, earth, and fire, align with the parts of our earthly bodies, thoughts, emotions, physical self, and our spirit. Air aligns with thoughts. Water aligns with emotions. Our physical self aligns with earth, and our spirit aligns with fire. The first direction of the compass is using the element of air to provide positive, clear, and true thinking. The second is seeing how the element of water can soothe and calm our emotional self. In the third direction of the compass, we ground our physical body to calm chaotic energy and raise our own energetic vibration. And finally, the fourth direction, our spirit, is ignited and fueled by the power of fire. When you use the association of elements with each of these essential aspects of ourselves, you become aligned. You attract abundance to you rather than pushing it away. And life becomes filled with joy that earlier was not attainable. So let's take a closer look at each of these pieces of the compass. The first direction leading to a soul-wise life comes from challenging the thoughts we have had for many, many years to see if they are true and accurate. Let me give you a very basic, simplistic example from working with one of my clients. She told me that she always says to herself, "I am such a klutz, 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 klutz." The truth is that she's not a klutz, but that some of her actions can be defined as klutzy. So we work with the element of air to eliminate this thinking. And you know what happened? The ever-present klutzy acts started decreasing. Once she started seeing them as acts, instead of thinking they were innately a part of who she was, she actually slowed herself down. And her acts then became more deliberate. In this deliberateness, her klutziness kind of dissipated, and indeed, you know, we all spill things, but her klutziness disappeared to the extent of where it was prior to our working together. Indeed, she started saving time and energy because of this and replaced it with discovering she had time and energy for things she enjoyed. That's the first part of using the compass, using air to help clarify your thoughts. The second direction of the soul-wise living compass is to tame our emotions, to feel them but not allow them to define us. Another client of mine came to me because she was fearful of losing her business. Times were tough, and she would work hard, or so she thought. She was so pent up with emotion about it that she told me she would cry herself to sleep at the thought of closing the business that she had worked so hard to build. So we started using the cooling properties of water to soothe these emotions. By doing so, she was able to actually see that her emotions were controlling her and controlling her actions. So we started using the water element, and she was able to see that they were emotions. They weren't who she was. And she stopped letting them consume her. She started taking more and more action in her business. Of course, it wasn't doing well because of her emotions. Once tamed by the element of water, she was able to reclaim the necessary actionable steps, move forward with clarity, and much greater success. That's the second part of using the compass. Using water to help tame your emotions. The third element of the soul-wise living compass is our physical selves and staying grounded so we do not exude a wobbly or chaotic vibration. Who wants to be attracted to a wobbly and chaotic vibration? Not me. And so the compass helps us use earth energy to ground us. We want to exude a higher level of vibration so that we attract only high-level things to us. I had a client come to me because his wife said he was all over the place, not focused and never completing the task, and she was after him to do something to help the situation. After my initial assessment with him, I determined his physical energies needed to really get grounded And so we first started using earth energy to support him. As it turns out, he did not feel very supported at home. And so his body and his energies began to reflect that. Once he was grounded and once he felt support from the strength that the earth can give us, he was able to translate this into his life at home, and things started improving. And vibrationally, his wife up-leveled herself too, because he now had the stability to accomplish tasks and move forward together as a couple. Earth energy helps ground the physical body and elevate its vibration to attract other positive vibrations to you. The last of the four directions of the Soul Wise Living Compass is the spiritual self. It's about heightening the sense of spirit within us. This we enhance by using the element of fire. Remember earlier the description I used about how most people are living their lives? Well, we run and we operate at such a pace that for a while our spirit can get zapped and we feel drained and depleted. That's why so many of us go on vacation where the sun is. It's a prime example of using the element of fire to renew and rejuvenate our spirits. So these are the four essential parts of the Soul Wise Living Compass. These parts take the elements of air, water, earth, and fire and have them support your thoughts, your emotions, your physical energies, and your spirit. Air creates clarity in thinking. Water calms and aids our emotional self. Earth helps ground our physical beings, and fire, it helps lift up our spirits. By paying close attention to what is blocking your peace of mind, what is blocking your thoughts, what is blocking your wired emotions, by paying close attention to what is blocking your body's energetic being and paying close attention to your spirits, you can use the corresponding element to balance yourself. And by doing this, you see things as they truly are. You begin to recognize the gratitudes and the blessings in this life with much greater ease. You're able to allow yourself to be guided by this compass, your greatest influencer that takes you to your soul's inner wisdom. So I'm going to give you an assignment now. And for the next 4 days, I want you to experiment with these elements, a different one in each day. First day, pay attention to your thoughts and the air around you and how they're influencing, the air, is influencing your thoughts. Can you figure out a way to shift it? You might want to jot this down in a journal or on a piece of paper. On the second day, focus on your emotions. See how they feel to you, but do not define you. If you need to, look at the element of water and see how it can soothe you or support you and your emotions. On the third day, notice your physical self. How is it feeling? What's your body vibration? Is it high? Is it low? Are you able to step forward? Do you need to take a breath and sit still? Ground this physical self of yours by using the earth element. And lastly, on the fourth day, check in with your spirit. And we can always lift our spirit up. Discover how the element of fire can lift that up for yourself. Just take 5 or 10 minutes in the next 4 days to do this, okay? I hope that you'll take that challenge, that assignment, if you will, to start using the Soul Wise Living Compass for yourself and see how it can guide you toward greater peace of mind, more abundance, and a larger joy of living. After all, what do you have to lose? Once you have, can you please check in with me? I'd really, really want to hear how it's going for you. So you can either email me at laura@soulwiseliving.com, connect with me via Twitter. My handle is @LauraPClark. That's Laura P as in Peter, Clark. Or join me on Facebook. I'm at, my fan page is Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living Mentor. I especially hope to see you there because I do share a lot of tips on this pathway to inner joy and much, much more. I'm on a quest to help people guide themselves to their own intuition and enhance it for greater abundance and joy in their lives. So that's on Facebook at Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living Mentor. And I'm really, really appreciative you took the time to discover the elements of the Soul Wise Living Compass. And I embrace your journey with you. Hope that this starting point to the pathway of inner peace and discovering a life of living in joy is one of great delight for you. If I can be of any further support on this journey of yours, please, please connect with me. I do greatly want to help support you. And for now, this is Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living Mentor. And as I always like to say to people, keep smiling.